Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast. Big thanks to all my patrons: Lou Valcourt, Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltman, Metal Dan, John Bavari, Steve Hoker, Mike Jones, Michael Street, Fred Rutz, David S. Gray, James Bennett, Anthony Mackey, Jean-Francois Blas, Ron Keel, Steven Saylor, love you, Steven, Jason Seth, Joe Ryan. Joe, we hung out, it was over a year ago already, at the Rainbow. That was such a fun night. And a lot has changed with Ron Jeremy since that night. But anyways, Matt Carroll, Drake, Sam Soupy, Jerry from Long Island, Dan Gerwin, Richard Langridge, Brad Dahl from Utah, Leo from Alaska, Kenny McCrimmon, Gregory Muse, Tommy Anderson, Steven Rodriguez, Johan Anderson, Chris Riley, and that's it, actually. Thanks, guys. All right, we got Phil Campbell of Motorhead fame on the show today. He's got a new record out, so let's get right into it.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
We'll be right back.
Killed by Death, a song we're going to talk to Phil about in just a bit. Wow, I don't really have much to say, except I'm just blown away that I have Phil Campbell on my Talking Metal podcast. First time guest, almost at 900 episodes. Unbelievable. We haven't connected with this guy. So glad it happened. And let's do it. Let's get into my interview with Phil Campbell. First, we're going to hear a great song Phil did with legendary vocalist Rob Halford. And then a little bit later, after the interview, we're going to hear some brand new music by Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, the title track off his latest album. We'll end the podcast today. All right. So it's a great one, man. We actually talk about the song at the beginning of the interview. So definitely check it out. This song I'm talking about that'll end the show is We're the Bastards. And let's start things off with a little Phil Campbell and Rob Halford here on Talking Metal. The name of this one is Straight Up. Phil Campbell and Rob Halford here on Talking Metal. It's Mark Striegel, and what an honor on the telephone talking with us today. We have legendary guitar player Phil Campbell. Phil, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
Oh, I'm great. I'm excited about the new record, We're the Bastards. We're going to talk about that, and just excited to be talking with you. First and foremost, how are you holding up through these strange times in our history?
Just keeping out of trouble, it's kind of something that's out of our control at the moment. So, you know, we're all in this together. So strumming away, you know, reading, you know, just trying to busy myself without doing anything stupid.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, so let's hope for better things to come next year.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, we have a brand new record by Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, We're the Bastards, coming out on November 13th. And I mean, this is only really 1 year after your great solo record that you gave us last year, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But you're really staying busy since Motorhead.
Yeah, I guess I've been playing music so long now, and it's I'm really passionate about it, and why not? You know, I love playing live. You know, it's the feedback we get off the crowd. You know, I love playing with my kids. You know, I love creating stuff. You know, and you know, playing for other people and the whole thing, really. So. Yeah, I try to keep reasonably busy, but I am quite lazy, if the truth be known. But it comes a time, man, when I've got to get off my ass and get things done. Like,
right on. Well, the album again, "We're the Bastards" by Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons. The opening track, which is also the title track, it just, for me as a fan who loves to go see live music and loves to be out there rocking, it was kind of like almost like a spirit. It hit me like in a spiritual way, because there's so much, the lyrics, you know, music is medicine, music is therapy, it's in our DNA. And it goes on to talk about how we love loud music, and then it describes, you know, what it's like being at the live concert event, you know, with the band taking the stage. I don't know, it made me happy, but it made me miss what we need right now. Did that song specifically come out of all of us being cooped up in quarantine and not getting our live rock music?
I think so. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Well, Neil's lyrics are perfect for that track. I mean, it's a perfect, you know, rock song for these times as well, you know. And I think it's definitely an opening live number, as you know, when things get going again. But it just knocks your head off straight away, like, and the great lyrics. It's something we can all relate to, you know, musicians, artists, and fans alike.
Right on.
So it's a good way to start the record.
Yeah, and that's the title track, We're the Bastards, off the new record, which comes out November 13th by Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons. Again, this album is diverse, and that, for me, that's a good thing. We get a couple other songs I just want to touch upon. Son of a Gun. Now, instrumentally, as a Motorhead fan, when I hear it, it kind of, this song specifically, has a Motorhead vibe to it. However, your singer, Neil, he really approaches it in a non-Motorhead way, which I respect, because the last thing we'd ever want to hear is somebody coming out there trying to be Lemmy on a song like this. And can you talk a little bit about your singer? Because I think he does such a great job, who he is, and just a little bit about his background.
Yeah, the thing is with Neil, he doesn't come around. He couldn't tell you that any Black Sabbath album, or he couldn't tell you who the singer with Deep Purple is, or nothing like that. He comes from an entirely different, music. He's a different generation than myself. But I think that's good in a way, because it kind of brings something new and something fresh to the table, you know. He's not subconsciously, you know, doing any kind of, you know, cliche stuff or things like, but sometimes you can end up copying someone without realizing it, you know.
Yeah.
So Neil, he's not your standard, you know, like rock and roller, like, which it's good to have in a singer. He brings a whole new style to our classic rock, as we put it out, like, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That song's a good one as well. Oh, yeah, by the way, we've got a fan video out as well with us included for with a Bastards track, if anyone wants to research that. The great video with fans singing We're the Bastards on the choruses and things. So It's pretty fun as well.
Oh, cool, cool. Can't wait to see that. I actually haven't seen that. So again, that's for the title track. And Phil, you can still hear me okay? I just had something kick on that said my microphone cut out for a minute. You can hear
me
okay?
Fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. And another track that I quickly want to mention, Bite My Tongue. I mean, this tune to me sounds very not like Motorhead. You know, it's almost got... I like that riff. It's like a Thin Lizzy feel to it. But then when you get to like, especially, I guess it's like the verses and that like pre-chorus, it almost has more of an alternative rock vibe. I could even maybe point to a band like the Foo Fighters or that chunkiness like Weezer. Do you listen to a lot of different styles of music? Because again, I feel like this album is so diverse that it makes me wonder what influences. You mentioned Neil has other influences that come abroad, but how about you personally?
I tend to just listen. I don't know much about new stuff that's going on. You know, I listen to classic rock and, you know, classic rock radio. And if I got a chance to listen to stuff, I'd kind of go back to like the Allman Brothers or doing something like that, you know, or the Carpenters or, you know. Or,
right, nice.
You know, some earlier stuff. So you know, rock radio I listen to, but that song you're talking about, Bite My Tongue, that was two separate riffs which I managed to come up with. They were just two separate pieces, really, and Todd said, he said, oh, they'll work together, Dad, to try them together, like, so it does, and I think on the chorus as well on that one, there's some back and forth vocal as well. It's almost like on bordering on, I don't know, some vocal answering thing on there, deep in the background, which is quite cool as well. So, it's a good album, really strong record, you know, amazingly well produced.
Yeah, absolutely. Great sound to it. And again, we're talking about We're the Bastards by Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, out November 13th. And are there plans, are there discussions about getting you guys back out on the road for 2021, or is it still kind of too soon to figure that out?
We've got plans. We've got festivals booked. Whether they're going to happen or not is, you know, in the lap of the gods. Because actually we had our busiest year ever booked this year and everything got cancelled. Wow. The only time I've been on stage, I jammed with Hawkwind twice. Wow. I did a couple of songs at the Royal Albert Hall in London and a couple of songs in Cardiff with them. So that was in January.
Right.
We got festivals booked. And we for next year, and we've got a British and European tour booked for later on next year. So
okay,
I'm kind of optimistic. I like to think that some small miracle will happen, and everyone can be safer. Like, cause it's just getting daft now. It's really ridiculous. We've got to adhere to these things.
Yeah.
Cool. Until it gets sorted, you know, it's not just a touch of flu going about, you know, healthy people are getting knocked out with this thing. So, you know, but on the other way to think of it as well, when things do get back to normal, it's going to put such a smile on everyone's faces. You know, the fans, you know, the artists, the road crews, you know, it's going to be severe partying going on.
Yeah,
for a good few months, I should imagine. Then, so we wait and see. But yeah, we're trying to book up stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a special moment when rock returns to the live settings for sure. And I, for one, am psyched for that. I of course I have to ask you some questions about the legendary band Motorhead and just all the great stuff you did with Lemmy through the years. But first, I quickly want to touch upon an album that I really loved, Old Lions Still Roar. It came out just about a year ago, 2019, your solo record, with just some insane guest stars. I mean, Dee Snider, Alice Cooper, Rob Halford, and man, so many great things. Let's start with the Rob Halford song, Straight Up, because the thing I love so much about this is you really got a different sound out of Rob, because this isn't, it's more of like a rock song, a hard rock song, as opposed to the Judas Priest heavy metal sound. And I love what you did with Rob on the song. Can you talk a little bit about working with him on the song Straight Up?
Yeah, I asked him when we toured together, I don't know, it was about 2014 in South America we were. There was Motorhead and Cooper and Priest. And I just said to Rob, well, I'm hoping to start work on a solo record, you know, fairly soonish. Do you fancy singing on it? And he said, sure, he said, if, you know, send me a... So I sent three different songs to him, kind of, or two. I sent two songs to him, yeah. And he chose that one. That's the one he wanted to do, like. And I just let him do his thing on it, then, really, you know. And I think he's done every guest on that did a fantastic job. They did exactly. I couldn't have wanted them to do anything different. I mean, I even had Mark King from Level 42. He's playing bass on one of the,
right on,
one of the quieter songs as well. And Matt Sorum and everyone, they just did, you know, they just did what they think for the song. So I can't thank the guys enough. But yeah, that was Rob's take on the riff and everything. And yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah, and it's really a special.
Great on that one. Yeah,
yeah, it's a special moment for, like, I'm a big Rob Halford fan, and it's you got a sound out of him that we don't hear very often, if ever. So it's definitely a unique moment for us, Rob Halford songs. And just
nice of you to say that. Yeah, I guess it is. It's kind of different, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm also, you know, I love hard rock and heavy metal, but I'm also into bands like Caius and Queens of the Stone Age and Mondo Generator. And I was so happy to see Nick Oliveri on there doing another great song with you, Walk the Talk, another really great tune on your 2019 solo record, Old Lions Still Roar. How'd you hook up with Nick?
Oh, I don't know exactly. Long, long time ago. I mean, Mondo right. Generator, they toured with Motorhead. They toured with us ages ago, and I've jammed with him in Los Angeles many times. And I think, we just all kept in touch, you know. You know, Mutual Admiration Society. He's a great guy. So with all the guests, really, most the songs are coming together, and you know, I was thinking of who would be really good on this track, you know. And so I call them up and send them they'd say yes in theory, but obviously they wanted to hear, you know, these are really professional people, like, you know, I was right. asking. So obviously they said, yeah, I want to hear it first, though. So luckily everyone said yes and didn't get any refusals. Like, so I'm incredibly indebted to them, and helped me out with making a really fine album. Like, you know, it's out of my system for a while now. You know, so I concentrate on the Bastard Sons now for a few years at least.
Right on.
You know, and I'm glad I did it anyway. It was great.
Right. And I got to throw some old Motorhead questions at you. But before we do that, I just want to remind the listeners, we've been talking about two separate records here. The brand new record from Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons called We're the Bastards. And also Phil's solo record from 2019, Old Lions Still Roar. Two must have records, in my opinion, for any fans of the legendary Phil Campbell who we're talking with right now. Phil, I gotta take you way back. I want to ask you about what you remember about auditioning for Motorhead way back in 1984. And I first want to share with you what Lemmy wrote in his book about it. Now, he remembered that you walked into the audition like you were showing up to rehearsal. I'm assuming that means that you had some confidence. He says you laid out a couple lines and then you started speeding out of your head and playing like a maniac. Is that how you remember it?
I offered him three different types. So I think he took one of each type.
All right.
Like, yeah, I offered him a selection, like, you know. And I just remember the volume when he went over, because the room the auditions were in, it was a big rehearsal complex, but it wasn't one of the bigger rooms.
Right, right.
It was one of the smaller ones. So it was probably at best about three times as big as your average hotel room sort of thing. And he walked over, like, before I plugged in or anything, like, my guitar was still getting tuned up by a roadie, and he just walked over to his bass, like, switched it on and played the first E chord, and but I started rattling then, you know, from my bones. It was loud. But
right.
I don't remember that much about it after that. You know, I must have done okay, but I remember when he first fired up the bass, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. And at this point, the band, Motorhead, had been a three-piece, and when you join, it suddenly becomes a four-piece, at least for a while, you and Wurzel joining Lemmy and Pete Gill, correct?
No, we joined with Phil Taylor, and then about 5 days after, Phil Taylor decided to leave.
Wow, okay.
Perfect drummer's timing, eh? Yeah, after me and Wurzel joined, about 2 or 3 days after we joined, we did the Young Ones TV program with Filthy. And as soon as we finished the recording the TV program, he decided to leave. He had his reasons for that. I think he wanted to form a band with Brian Robertson because he was a huge Thin Lizzy fan.
Right.
So he went off to do his thing with Brian Robertson. And I knew Pete Gill. We had a mutual friend. So I know Pete wasn't in Saxon anymore. So Pete came down and he was great. So Pete was with us for 3 years. We did Orgasmatron album with Pete and Killed by Death and had the four new songs on No Remorse. And then Filthy came back then for 3 years. And Wurzel right. was with us for about 10 years on guitar. Then it was just me. And then Mickey joined about 8 years after me.
Right on.
I think, yeah.
Well, what a history.
A few people in there, not as many as some bands.
Yeah.
There's not that many really, considering all the years, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to back up a little bit, because you threw a lot of history at us right there. So after you join, which, as you mentioned, there was a brief period, a number of days, I guess, that Filthy was in the band with you. And then Pete joins, Pete Gill on the drums. And do you guys immediately start recording these four songs that ended up on the double album, No Remorse? And those songs tended to, well, let's start with, was Killed by Death the first song you wrote and recorded with Motorhead?
Well, we did actually, I think we did, no, we did four that time. Yeah
Snaggletooth, Steal Your Face, and Locomotive too. But I was just wondering which one of those came first out of the four. Do you remember?
May have been Killed by Death. I couldn't be 100%.
Which is,
it was in the same sessions, yeah, the same few day sessions, like, yeah. We might have just rehearsed for 6 weeks to have gone off to Finland first. We had a nice warm-up tour in Finland for a week.
Ah, okay.
We might have done that and then gone to the studio. I couldn't really remember, like, but yeah, they were great, great sessions. I was Vic Mail producing them. So that was our introduction to recording with Motorhead.
Yeah, I mean, what an amazing thing when you think about it, that Killed by Death was possibly the first song that you contribute to with Motorhead. And it just becomes, I mean, one of the greatest songs ever. I mean, not just by Motorhead. I just love that song so much. So good. And those four songs, it really seemed like Motorhead kind of went back to the sound that they had before Lemmy was working with Brian from Thin Lizzy before the Perfect Day record. Was there a conscious effort to, hey, we're going to kind of go back to what Motorhead was all about, or is that just the way the songs came out?
Yeah, I think as good as it is, the Brian record, I think Lemmy, he thought, like, you know, there was too many overdubs on it. There's some great playing from Brian and some great songs. You know, Brian's a wonderful guitar player. But, I don't know. I think Lem just, we kind of, it was like, let's see what happens with this new outfit. Like, the only thing he told me when I joined, I trust you musically to do whatever you feel is right. Just don't wear shorts on stage,
which Brian did, right? Brian was,
he did once or twice, yeah, which scared Lem.
Yeah, so Another Perfect Day was the record that they did with Brian, and then you come in the band, and for a fan, because I was a teenager at that point, and like Lemmy, I've really do like Another Perfect Day. I think it's a great record, but in some ways it's a little off the beaten path for Motorhead. So when you guys released Killed by Death and those other songs, it was like suddenly, wow, Motorhead is back on course. But you're just saying that there wasn't any direction to do that. That's just kind of the way it turned out.
I think we naturally kind of wanted, all of us, I think Lem, Wurzel, Pete Gill, and myself naturally wanted to sound like the band was previously, you know, rather than like the Robbo era.
Right.
You know, because my band, Persian Risk, we supported Motorhead on their last UK show with Robbo. And I didn't recognize any songs. I don't even think they played Ace of Spades because Robbo wouldn't play them.
Wow. That's crazy.
He wanted to play the entire album. Like, you know, I didn't recognize one song.
Yeah. That's crazy to think of.
So, he didn't last very long, Brian. So, I think 18 months in total, but I was really excited. And when we all got together with the new band, you know, and it was exciting for over 30 years, you know, different forms of excitement, but it was always a blast, you know, going up on stage, you know, and playing every night.
Absolutely. And at some point then, I guess it's a number of years after you join, you mentioned this earlier, Filthy comes back into the band. And when he rejoins Motorhead, what was the vibe like? Did he come back kind of like reclaiming what he had once been a part of, or was he more humble and appreciative of what you guys had done without him?
I don't know, really, because we were all pretty crazy in them days. You know, he was pretty humble. He's one hell of a character. He's a funny guy. You know, he didn't have any airs or graces or he was trying to pull or nothing like that. You know, he was just crazy filthy. Like, you know, it was good to have him.
Right on. Great drummer who we miss very much. An album that you did with Filthy and Lemmy, of course, 1916, an album that for me was a really big record as a kid in America. I really remember that just exploding. So many great tunes on 1916. It's about to turn 30 in February. It's going to be 30 years old. How do you look back on the 1916 record?
Oh, good. Much affection. Yeah, we did out in Music Grinder Studios. I don't think it's there anymore. On Hollywood Boulevard. Pete Solly, who produced, wonderful producer and pianist, great musician. And that was, we just all kind of moved over to LA then. for 6 months, I think it was, for the time we wrote everything over there, and we all rented apartments over there and stuff. And look back with a lot of affection on that. It was still crazy days, but yeah, we made a great album. There's some great songs and great sound on our record.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned Mickey D earlier, the amazing drummer that you played just many years with in Motorhead, now doing some work with the Scorpions. We heard he got sick, possibly with the COVID-19. Have you heard at all from Mickey? And do you know if he's doing okay?
I spoke to him the other night. Yeah, he did. Him and his wife did get COVID, and he's pretty flat on the back. Luckily, I don't think it affected their lungs, but he said he felt the worse than he'd ever been in his life. And Mickey's really strong, you know. He'd get through anything. So it must have been pretty bad, like.
Yeah. Wow.
To put him down. So luckily they pulled through.
Absolutely. Glad to hear that he's doing okay now. And before I let you go, you know, I had seen Motorhead just many, many, many times through the years, and always loved seeing you play with them, and just wanted to thank you for all the great music that you've given us through the years. And also mention that out of the hundreds of shows I've seen, including many by Motorhead, one of the loudest shows that I ever saw was at WWF in Times Square on April 30th, 2002, Times Square, New York City. I walked out of there just my whole body was just shaken by the noise. How's your hearing after all these years?
Which show was that?
That was when you guys played in the middle of Times Square at a restaurant. It was like a wrestling restaurant called WWF. Do you remember that place?
All right. Oh, yeah.
It was a great show.
I forgot about it.
Yeah, in 2002.
It was loud, was it?
Oh, you guys were always loud. How's your hearing? Do you have hearing damage?
I have hearing aid.
No, oh, do you? Okay.
I don't wear it very often, but when they checked my ears, it was profound damage. So basically on this sort of scale or whatever, I don't quite understand it. The average hearing of a person my age would be like plus 20 on a scale, and I was minus 70.
Oh, wow.
I can't hear watches tick. I can't hear hi-hats, no high-end. I can't hear telephones ringing on TV programs and nothing. All gone, like, so.
Wow. Did you wear earplugs on stage ever or no?
No. tried off and on for a couple of gigs to throw them out. It's more fun, man. It's more like being in the moment.
Right, right.
You wear the earplugs, it sounds like the band's playing in another room.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, thank you, Phil, for this interview. It's been a true honor speaking with a legendary guy like yourself. Like I said, I just can't thank you enough for all the great music. And I'm so psyched you are still giving us great music, like the brand new record by Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, We're the Bastards, also your solo record from last year. Such great stuff. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mark. It's been a pleasure, man. And check out, we've got 3 videos out from the new album already. Different ones, yeah.
Awesome.
So just type in videos or you'll find it anyway. You know how to do this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
It's been great talking to you, my friend.
Okay, you take care of yourself, and we would love to get you back here in the States, hopefully next year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, sure thing. Okay, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Can't wait to feel the road moving right under me. song by Phil Campbell and the Bastards. We're the Bastards, the title track off the record. Check it out on November 13th. Do me a favor, guys. Go on social media and share this episode. Copy me, Phil Campbell, maybe tag Motorhead, whatever you want to do. Share it on Twitter. I'm at talkingmetal.com, Instagram, you know, whatever you want to do. If you put up a picture of it, you know, just tag me on it. Tag me on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/mstriegel. And spread the word out there about Talking Metal. We need your support. I need you to join me on Patreon for more content. If this isn't enough for you, join me on Patreon. You'll get more exclusive content, including an extra podcast every week. All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.